I was having a discussion with one of you recently, and it was about face fucking. The question postulated was, is face fucking always degradation? Actually, it was two of you. One was showing me pictures of fucking his ex-wife that now that they're divorced, they actually have a really good sex life where he dominates her. And he was showing me videos of himself aggressively fucking her throat. And her mascara was smeared. And she looked like such a happy little whore. And he asked me, Rue, would you like me to do that to you? And you know what I told him? I told him no. I am your fuck toy. Not his fuck toy. I claim no allegiance to this person. I told him, I am a fuck toy. But not in a way where you piece of shit, aggressive dom, can put your feet on my back like I'm a stool for you, like you showed me that she did for you, like you made her crawl to you and beg you for scraps. I'm happy that you have someone who is submissive to you that way, but let's not think that that's the kind of whore that I am. The kind of slut that I'm looking to be for you doesn't let you put your feet on my back. The kind of slut that I am for you lets you fuck my face, putting your cock between my beautiful, kissable, suckable lips, and they are, so that when you're fucking my face and you look down at it, you think, God damn, she's beautiful. Not my words. I try to stay in character, guys, but and then the little person on my shoulder is like, that's really that's really prideful to say. Okay, get back there, Rue. Get back there. Taking your cock and shoving it down my throat and thinking, God damn, look how beautiful she is. Oh, what a joy. What a treasure I have that she lets me part her lips with the big fat head of my cock and takes it on her tongue down her throat, because the look in her eyes says that she's never been happier to please me. And that's where it is. That's the difference. You're not gonna fuck my throat because you think it makes you more of a man. I'm allowing you to fuck my throat. Allowing. So when you do, it is with the acknowledgement that I am fucking you and not someone else. I'm not lesser than you. We are equals. Do you understand? I said, do you understand? Good. Now, I'm gonna open my pretty little throat for you, and I want you to listen to me very carefully. I'm laying on the edge of the bed, and you're going to come up next to me and take your pants off. Take off your belt. Take off your trousers. Socks, shoes. Take off your underwear. And for God's sake, take your shirt off. Don't be a monster. Now that you're naked for me, here's how this is gonna work. Before you fuck my throat, I want you to get on your knees and come up to my face. and kiss me like a new bride, treasuring, anticipating, worshiping. Kiss my lips. Let me feel the excitement and the pleasure that is building up the moment you saw, the way I was laying with my mouth parted open for you. Moist lips. Now kissing yours as you suck on the bottom lip, as I suck on your top lip. You know you want to fuck my face, but you gotta stop for a second. You put your hand up my shirt, and you wonder why I haven't taken it off. But that's because I'm letting you take it off. I'm letting you unwrap me. Yes, laying on the bed for you, showing you what I'm going to give you, but you still need to unwrap your gift. Sit me up gently. Rub my shoulders. I'll put my hands above my head and you can slip my shirt off. Just like that. Now you see I'm in my very delicate lace white bra that I wore to church today. You unclasp the back. You kiss the back of me where I unclasped it. There's a little red spot because it was digging into my spine. You kiss that spot tenderly and take my bra straps and gently slide them off my shoulders as my bra falls off my body. You lay me down again and you slowly pull my shorts off, exposing my hip bones and my pelvis. And yes, my mom bod, which you still fucking adore because, well, I don't know, because that's your thing, I guess. And if you don't, you know, fucking pretend right now. Rue, get back, get your shit together. Take my shorts off. And you kiss both bones on either side of my hips and slowly move to right above where my underwear is. And you kiss that too, just teasing me. And then you slide my underwear off my body and you give one gentle kiss just to the top of my mound with one slide of the tongue. Up and down my lips, but not entering me. You pat my mound, and we both smile. And you stand up because you know that I'm not laying on this bed, so you can fuck my pussy right now. Although you can do that later too. You can fuck all my holes because I'm yours. You stand up, both of us, completely vulnerable. And next to my head, you say, Rue, may I have permission to deposit my seed onto your tongue and into your body? And I look at you, and my eyes smile, and I open my mouth wide, and I nod. And that's all you need. You take your cock and press against my lips. And I know what to do because I've worshipped you like this before. My tongue comes out of my mouth. And I lick the tip of you. And I suck on just the tip, making you glisten with my saliva as you moan I keep circling, but gently pulling anything back that I need to lick that delicious head. And then you press just a little further in, and I am now glistening up your cock even more, and slowly letting you press in and out of my wet mouth pussy. Deeper and deeper you keep going, as more and more centimeters gain the saliva from the tip to the base. And I take all of you, whatever that looks like, listener, whatever that looks like, I fucking take all of it. Because for a moment, even if it scares me that I won't be able to breathe, I want all of you inside me, pressing into me. Keep fucking my face. And as you do it, tell me, Rue, Rue, I adore you. Rue, you keep taking my cock, you beautiful, sweet whore. Oh, as you caress my hair and fuck my face, you dip your dick into between my lips. Oh, Rue. Oh, I want you to take my seed. Rue, take a breath. That's what you say, good girl. Take a breath. And I allow you to pump and worship me with your body. And then you ask for permission. Rue, may I go now? Yes. Yes. Slightly dripping out the side of my lips, and I take a hand and I swipe it up and put it inside my mouth, because it's all mine. All your cum is mine, because yes, I'm yours, but you are mine.